This week's Dry Bean Scene on the Red River Farm Network is made possible by Johnstown Bean Company, SRS Commodities, and the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. Joining this week's program is Central Ag Consulting Crop Consultant Ben Janaru. And Ben, you're based in that Crookston, Minnesota area and work with dry bean growers in that region. How are the dry beans growing in your neck of the woods?
Right now we're watching the kidney beans. They're starting to flower. Anything that was on old corn ground or wheat ground, the rows are starting, they're getting close to closing. We're not quite there yet, but definitely flowering nicely. The navy beans and blacks for us are, I think they'll start flowering next week on some of the nicer fields. Anything on old beet ground definitely looks a little rougher, needs a shot of rain. They've just kind of been sitting there holding on, waiting patiently for a rain. Weed control, we've kind of gone in, cleaned up the weeds. We're just waiting for a rain at this point.
While we've had some heat, that necessarily hasn't been accompanied by too much moisture, if you will. And so has that kept disease pressure that we would typically see this time of the year fairly low? Or are we still worried about that if we do have some storms that roll through?
Yeah, so we haven't had any worries about white mold. Root rots have been almost non-existent. Definitely still on the radar that if we start getting some rains here, and the beans start getting lush, that some guys will want to treat for white mold. We'll see at this point. We're most guys that are playing it as we go and just seeing what shakes out.
And that's been the Dry Bean Scene. Thanks for tuning in to this week's program.